expert Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au.
Look, if you watched Four Corners last night, you couldn't help but get angry. you couldn't help it.
I know what you mean, yeah.
But you were getting a side of the story. Yeah. So it was always, I think, going to anger you. Wasn't it, Trev?
It was. I think I knew that was going to happen from the start. It was interesting. They spent a lot of time for people that watched it comparing us to New Zealand. And it's interesting to me because in Dunedin, which was their giga town where they can all get gigabit internet access, it's all very exciting. But it wasn't mentioned that in Wollongong that's available here in Australia as a trial from one of our ISPs. And the other funny thing was they mentioned that they're rolling out fibre to every single home in New Zealand. Of all the homes that have been given fibre in New Zealand, only 35% have taken it. And those who've taken it, 90% have taken the slowest speed. So it really feels like we need to stop the conversation about politics and about, you know, which side had a better plan and, you know, getting the executives from the previous government, NBN, raising them up to, you know, tell us why they're disgruntled and disappointed and just go, you know what, there's 50% of Australia still doesn't have the NBN. Can we just get it to them and then make a decision about what's next? Because in the end, we can't change course now. We've got to keep going. Well, we're halfway there.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We have what we have. The problem, Trev, is do you believe that in only a very short space of time, the NBN that we have, so fibre to the node, will be outdated, Australian businesses won't be up with the rest of the world, and it kind of puts us in, you know, down the bottom of the basket, so to speak?
There's no doubt that if we don't keep on top of the fibre to the node technology, it can be outdated very quickly. The challenge is the government made this thing a business. It has to make money. If we can, if I had to change one thing, it would be tell the government to not make this thing make money. Because if this thing didn't have to make money and pay us back our taxes, which is obviously a big deal for us, then we could upgrade that stuff really quickly. We could do a lot of things. We could make the internet cheaper for people. Fibre to the node technology can be upgraded very easily over time at not great expense. So people shouldn't worry that they're stuck with this for the next 20 years. A simple upgrade to that little cabinet in the street corner can make a change.
And you need politicians to stop blame gaming and get on with that sort of talk.
100%, yep.
Because that's all it is at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even Malcolm coming out saying it's not real good, but that's because of Labor.
Yeah.
Well, he shot the whole thing in the foot yesterday by saying it was not a good plan because we need to sell it. The whole business plan relies on having all Australians connected and then it being worth a few bazillion dollars so that we can privatise it again. My money, Telstra buys the thing. Imagine that. In 10, 15 years from now, Telstra buys the NBN. How ridiculously funny would that be? But anyway, welcome to the world of NBN.
Just before we let you go, what is the website? Is it simply Test Fast or Fast Test that you can...
Speedtest.net.
Speedtest.net. So anyone listening can just go onto that and they'll know straight away what their internet speed is.
Yep, and make sure you're doing it with a computer plugged into the modem because your Wi-Fi network can be the slow part of your network.
Okay, so it's got to be plugged in.
Good
okay,
test.
Yep.
And what are we looking for? What would give you thumbs up?
Well, look, if you signed up to the 25 speed plan, you should be getting 20 to 23. If you sign up to the 100 speed plan, you should be getting 90 to 95.
Okay, that close.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Thanks,
That's Trev. What I'm getting. That's how close it is.
Okay.
All right, appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Trev. There's Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au. That's everything for the man. And make sure you check out Domain Katara and Maitland for everything. Bring your own device.
No, just, what's up there
I'm
over
just
there, mate?
I'm gesticulating. Wouldn't you just love to be at Trev's house every day? With technical problems.
With the questions, yes, with the questions.
Oh, I was going to say, he's cute, but... it's sorted out quickly, wouldn't it?
The knowledge is crazy.
Yeah.
There'd be no, what's wrong with the TV now? Mm. Who unplugged the thingy? Oh.
I just know they need to sort this NBN rubbish out, mate, because yesterday I waited 0.1 milligram of a second for a photo to come up and I'm outraged. I've got things to do!
It's Tanya and Steve.